These days, it seems like there's an element of mind control in everything. Mind control in the fairy tales that we adults tell ourselves, mind control in patriotism, in dreams, and yes, in romance.
What I'm trying to say, very inarticulately, is that perhaps despite appearances, I like you, just as you are.
Pretty seductive, huh? But not every guy is lucky enough to have a stunning smile, a perfect bone structure, and an athletic bod. Not every guy can walk up to a girl and sweep her off her feet without a second thought. Sure, there are a few Prince Charmings out there today, but even in the Middle Ages, 95% of the population was just peasants. So what about the little guy? How's he gonna get the girl? Well, it turns out that chivalry isn't the only option.
There are specific hardwired signals that you are evolutionarily calibrated to demonstrate when there is a man of high value in proximity to you. They are touching of the hair.
What you just heard was Mystery, a famously successful pickup artist giving lessons to other young hopefuls. Yep, that's right. You can take lessons on how to pick up women. And what Mystery advocates basically amounts to mind control. Sounds a little more like the evil sorcerer than the dashing prince, but hey, as long as there's a happy ending. According to The Game, a pickup how-to by Neil Strauss, the Mystery method is so good it's like an equation. But when I told my friends, Charlie, Sam, Will, and Yaakov, that real-life romance could be as easy as pie, they didn't believe me. So one Saturday night, we decided to try it out. The plan was to hit two parties, a salsa dancing party, and a concert at a dorm called Chi Theta Chi. Before hitting the party scene, we got together in a dorm lounge to lay down ground rules and discuss the Mystery method. Everyone was pretty nervous.
I'm nervous. I'm terrified that they're going to find me out for the fake I am.
I'm excited for someone to find out on the fake.
Yeah, I'm really into
that. I'm just going to relish that moment of exposure.
I'd rather they just think I'm freaking sketchy.
I mean, you look pretty sketchy as it is.
We also had to clear one thing up.
Charlie is not a misogynist.
Neither is Sam.
Yeah, Will's not a misogynist. Sam is also not a misogynist.
Mm-hmm.
I am also not a misogynist.
Of course, I had to explain the rules. They were a little embarrassing, but we decided to be bold.
I think we have to use these exact lines for this experiment to be, like, valid.
This is not a double-blind experiment here. We are feeling awkward because we're doing this. People will either shut you down very fast or talk to you about something that's relevant.
But in practice, it was a different story. Here's rule number one.
Apparently you're supposed to dress kind of peacockishly.
Peacock? Like a really...
Should I have a huge tail?
Big sombrero.
Rule two.
Wait, can I approach a group of girls?
Always approach people who are in group, because girls are going to be creeped out, A, if you approach them while they're alone, and B, attractive women never hang out alone.
I saw some couple people I knew. I gave them hugs and sort of, you know, danced adjacent to them. But, I mean, it's a little awkward. Like, I went over to some people, and then we were dancing, and then everybody sort of, like, turned back to the group, and I was dancing alone all of a sudden, and it felt really awkward. I'm like, crap, where's Jakob and Will? And I ran over back to them.
Tell me.
So it's 1100 hours. Sam is working the crowd right now. After a brief group meeting, he's interceded into a circle of four girls who he may or may not know. He didn't know some girl. He was, you know, dancing quite close to some other girls, but, you know, far enough away to be innocent, close enough to be closer than I was. And he's making them laugh. One of them is swaying, clearly not the target. I'm thinking set from the left is probably what he's going for, but I can't really tell. He's a tricky one, and we'll just have to see how it turns out. This could be entirely wrong, and he probably knows all of them. But so far, I would say MVP is Sam.
If the groups are strangers, which I'm assuming they're going to be, you have to have some sort of an opening line or two or three rehearsed so that you don't stand there awkwardly. Something like, if I wasn't gay, you would so be mine.
What? This guy has no play, clearly.
I mean, he has 300 lovers.
Doesn't that mean that he's gay?
No, but then you have to, you know, you have to work over the next 10 minutes or so to convince him that you're not, in fact, gay.
Seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
If I was just going to a lot of conversations, like, so, like, what class is he taking? You're trying to think of, like, a way to hit on them, and just, like...
What year are you?
Herndon! Scott Herndon! I love Scott Herndon. You get a chance, take a class by Scott Herndon.
I'm out.
He's the best English teacher I've
just
ever had in my entire
mind.
Life.
Touch his mind.
He touches your mind in ways that you think is inappropriate.
Yes, it's malicious.
Will and Sam tried some others.
We had a talk about, you know, get morale up, like about first lines. First lines are really tough for me. We tried how's the band, and then we prepped that a little bit. He prepped it on me, and then he went and prepped it on the girls, and it worked out. In fact, I heard the first line, but I think they responded, you know, very amiably, and I'm not sure what it means. I'm just not sure right now. I'm a lot of confusion, and we'll see.
The next few rules came as a package. They basically fell under one phrase, and listen carefully now. Isolation is key.
Okay, so I just have to ignore one girl, and then later hit on that one girl.
Ignore the target, for the most part. If there are men in the group, focus your attention on the men. Give the target a compliment that sounds like an insult. A neg is what they call it. Get her friends to notice, i.e., it's so cute. Your nose wiggles when you laugh, or you've got man hands, and then get them all to laugh at her. This is where I feel like you're kind of stuck, because it just says convey personality to the entire group.
I guess we should. Put your own book here.
Pay particular attention to the men and the less attractive women. during this time, the target will notice that you are the center of attention. Neg the target again, if appropriate. Ask the group, so how does everyone know each other? This is when you figure out if the girl that you want is actually taken. If she's spoken for, then you say something like, it was nice to meet you, and you leave. If she is not spoken for, say to the group, I've sort of been alienating your friend.
I followed your steps perfectly, and your steps perfectly failed miserably. I said, hey guys, how's it going? Like, how's the night been? I don't remember the exact words. I was in the zone. And then they're like, good. There's little awkward smiles exchanged among members. And then I made sure to ignore said girl. I kept her to my right. So
yeah, that was good.
That was good. And then I was ignoring this girl to the extreme. Unfortunately, when I then was like, I'm sorry, I've been ignoring you, she's like, huh? What? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't notice. And then from there on, it was just like, oh, haha, I'm doing this thing for a study. And then it was just like, okay, that's fun.
At this point, the rate of failure was high.
Well, how's it going?
No successes, no attempts. I've just been walking around.
No attempts?
I even got desperate enough to try the game myself. Up until then, I'd been using my hefty microphone and headset as an excuse for why I couldn't sacrifice my dignity and play the game myself. But then, I developed a really brilliant plan.
So, I have a really brilliant plan. My plan is to use the recorder to my advantage. I have this really big microphone and recorder and big set of headphones and stuff. And, you know, they say you should do demonstrations with magic and stuff like that. But since I have this giant piece of technology, I feel like I should just go up to a group and ask them what's on their minds with the recorder. And I feel like this will be incomparably brilliant and awesome.
It turned out not to be so brilliant.
I can hear you really well, actually.
What?
Because this is recording.
What?
Why are you saying what over and over and
because
over
I have
again?
No idea who you are.
What? I'm sorry?
I said, let's destroy everything.
The only solution is to burn the Theta Chi library to the ground.
We needed to recruit someone new to keep morale up. I overheard this.
How are you doing tonight?
Not bad, what's going on?
I don't even know.
And decided that I had found some true talent.
I know the game so well.
But sit down.
Here's what you gotta do. You can't do it like that. Because in that order, we'll do a double, like, decreasing. You have to go in, ignore them, and then build them up a little bit, and then tear them down that much farther. See, that's how it really works. Okay, oh, just a second. I know him, and he's made eye contact with me, but he hasn't acknowledged me being here. And so I take... Okay, so here's part of the game. Only this is guide-to-guide correspondence, right? So this is, like, where you both pretend like you don't realize each other. That way it's not awkward, and you're like, oh, man, I didn't see you here. But you both know that you're like... You both pretend like you knew. So what you gotta do, it was, in my case, I'm just gonna call him out on it, and I'm gonna be like, hey, you looked at me, and then you didn't say hi, and then it's gonna feel real awkward because I called him out on a social faux pas, which you're never supposed to talk about, which is the silence that ensues after, like, I don't even know, like, once you acknowledge that you know somebody, but you don't acknowledge it publicly, and then you pretend like you haven't seen them. Evan Zeidler!
Go come over and say hi. Who is this guy? Who is this guy? Oh, yeah. Walking around like, you know what? How you doing, boy?
Really
good.
Brilliant.
This guy was so good that we figured he could at least move the girl away from the group and get to Mystery's next steps.
You isolate her from the group by telling her you want to show her something cool. And you can try, and at the salsa party, it might just be like you want to dance with her or something, because I don't really know. You can try holding her hand now. If she squeezes back, it's on. You start looking for other IOIs, which are indicators of interest. After you fascinate and intrigue her, tell her, beauty is common, but what is rare is a great energy and outlook on life. Tell me, what do you have inside that would make me want to know you as more than a mere face in the crowd?
And he did manage it. He did nearly all of the mystery steps, plus a few of his own.
So first, I made my appearance, right? I kind of showed up, I hung out, I pretended like I was, you know, looking for somebody, like the classic move. You're just like looking around, you're like, God, I can't find this one person. So then you like look into the group and you're like, hey, do you guys know blah, 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 like whatever. You know, like, have you heard and seen blah, blah, blah? And they're like, oh, no, sorry, I don't know them. They're like, oh, okay. And then you kind of like get some information out of them, like, I figured you were blah, blah, blah. And then you're like, oh, okay, just kind of running off of that, figuring out who they are, like what they're doing. But you don't ask any direct questions to the person who you want to talk to, right? Because you don't, because first of all, the answers they would give wouldn't be any better than the other answers. So you might as well get the real answers you want, and then just like later, like filter in the information that you want from them to like them, so that you don't feel like you're giving like a weird amount of questions to a weird amount of like people. You're like, I'm going to ask you a question, you a question, you a question, and then I'm not going to ask you a question until I actually want to ask you a question about what I really want to know. But then I didn't even ask that one because she kind of like walked away. She like went into another like mini click because they're like, oh, we don't want to talk to this guy who just wants to know where this person is, right? Because that's stupid. So I was like, okay, she left. I can't like move into that click and do the same thing because obviously that'd be like contrived. So I just like walked away. I just played it cool, laid my cards down on the table, and what do you know? Later that same night, she's just like chilling there. Like her friends had just walked away. She's just like chilling there, and I just like walk up. And then I just like start a really casual conversation because it's already established that I do not seek out her company, like conversation sort of thing. So like, it's not the sort of thing where it's like weird because she does not feel like threatened because she does not feel like she's being like approached or attacked. It's just like sort of a social like, oh, I saw you earlier. It's fine for us to talk because we didn't talk earlier and I was talking to everyone else in your crew. But so then you kind of like move in and then you just like have a really legitimate conversation. It's not even like contrived or anything. It's not, you actually talk about real things and you talk about like things that actually matter to you and like things that you actually care about as opposed to like stuff that you have to make up, right? And then you can kind of like build on it because you already have kind of figured out in your head like what you have in common, what you actually want to talk about, you know? Because you were figuring out all this when earlier you wanted to ask them a real question and they walked away.
But even he didn't get to the final step. No one did, actually.
Either kiss her or like, you can say, this is what you can say. You can say, do you want to kiss me? And if she says yes, then kiss her. If she doesn't say anything, say, well, let's find out, and then kiss her. And if she says no, then say, oh, it just looked like you wanted to. And that way, you know, it's her fault. So, and or you can tell her that you have to go and be like, where can we continue this conversation? And or like, when can we continue this or how can we? But don't ask for her number because then she could say no. And that would hurt your manliness.
The salsa party just wasn't the right environment for the final proposal. As Charlie put it, half of the game is isolation, but at a salsa party, there you are, dancing, already isolated. And then it would have been hold hands, but there you are, already holding hands.
Next would have been like, say, like, you look like you're gonna, you want to kiss me, but that would have just been way
inappropriate. This is the whole point.
Wasn't going anywhere. Not in any way that the game expects.
I think
it to
maybe Will and I should have left.
Maybe you should have. Maybe.
Failure. Utter failure. The game is the worst planet of all time.
Why? What happened?
Because they're just like completely out of breath. They're like, what are you doing? Like, I was okay. Like they don't catch on.
Catch on to the fact that you were playing the game, or yeah,
no, they just didn't catch on to anything. They're like, okay, like they didn't. I don't think they recognized that. Like, anybody was like trying to like.
We failed. Well, most of us failed.
See that? See that? That was like social dominance to the utmost level. You just kind of like tell them that you know what, you can't do that, and you can't just walk around like that. And this person's trying to get in the door, but they don't know how because it's locked from the inside. Bye.
In the end, though, do we actually want to have this much social awareness? Is romance really romance if it's not the marriage of true minds, but the exercise of social dominance, of mind control? Even if we were good at the game, even if the mystery method got me the guy of my dreams, I'd have to live with a ticker tape of social cues running through my head all the time. And that would be exhausting.
You have no idea what's going on, and then you know exactly what's going on, and you just trick them into thinking that you're real, like, drunk, and, like, they think they're laughing at you, but in fact, they're laughing with you because you know that you're making them laugh at you. And there's other different variations of that where you basically just, like, rock it out, and you're just like, hey, I'm just gonna act real goofy because I know you think it's funny, and I know you know that I know I'm being funny. So, like, you basically know that we're both on the social plane where we can accept the fact that being funny doesn't have to do with who you are, but actually just has to do with how ridiculous you're willing to act because you both know that you're normal.
We all agreed in the end. Being good at the game just isn't worth it. Unless, of course, you're this guy.
What's been on your mind?
Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm stopping out of school.
To make music.
To make music. To make...
On the ukulele.
Yeah, well, on the ukulele. On life. On a girl.
Beautiful, beautiful music.
You can make beautiful, beautiful music on anything. We're all just instruments, aren't we?
When you say make beautiful music on a girl, do you mean it in the same way that you would make beautiful music on a ukulele?
I mean, it won't be necessarily like melodic and have a verse and a chorus in the traditional sense, but in the end, it will make the same beautiful outcome.
This guy might be the master.
There are no masters. Only students.
Thanks to everyone, Charlie, Will, Sam, Yaakov, and those who understandably wish to remain anonymous for their participation.